Welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. My name is Rodney Mathers. We're so glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after they get out of prison. And today we're going to be talking about the issue of defeat, that feeling that can just envelop you and can really be discouraging. I'm going to talk about how God approaches this issue. I'm also going to talk about five things that you can do to defeat this, and I'm going to give you some exercises you can do as well to help you get over this feeling of defeat when it enters into your life. All that and more coming up next on The Journey of Hope. And welcome back to The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us. I told you at the beginning of the show that we're going to be looking at this looming big dark cloud that has a tendency to take us over sometimes. It's that feeling of defeat. And I first want to talk to you about how God addresses an issue like this. Discouragement and defeat often follow sad circumstances, and our sad circumstances are the fact that we spent a chunk of our life incarcerated, and now we've moved from that, we've turned the page and moved into a new chapter of our life, and making that transition is very difficult, isn't it? But I want to tell you something, if you lower your standard without a fight, discouragement has needlessly won a victory here, and God tells us that too. And we're not accountable for causes of failure beyond our control, and I want to make that clear to you right now. Such circumstances like a lack of natural giftedness in an area of our efforts or even interference by selfish individuals has nothing to do with our effort, as long as our effort is there. And that's what Christ wants us to do. By the world standards, Jesus, his life ended in, now think about this, it ended in failure. You know, his apostles and his disciples were scattered, and he himself was crucified by his enemies. Now, faithfulness in doing our duty and our loving intention wisely to serve can be the only measure of success in any undertaking. And that's what I want you to think about when you try to get this big dark cloud of feeling defeated sometimes off your shoulders. We need the effort. You know, I've told you a bunch of times on this show that it's all about the attitude, and you're going to see that throughout the things that we talk about today. You know, experience and experiencing defeat and experiences of defeat, it's a normal, and it's also, now check this out, it's also a valuable part of our life experience. Only good can come from challenging life's hardships. When we look them right in the eye and we challenge them. From our Father's perspective, the crash of our life's plans and the heavy clouds of failure, darkness, and pain, what that's doing is it's giving us birth to a deeper wisdom and greater opportunities for growth and service. And that's how our Father wants us to look at such situations. We must aggressively continue, despite all indications to the contrary, to move forward. Now, you know what? I want you to think about this for just a second. You've already proven that you can do this. You know how I know that? The way I know that is you survived prison. You survived your incarceration process. You know what? That is not an easy thing to do, and I'm sure you'll agree with me on that. Where did that resolve come from? How did you do that? You had to dig deep to do it. I know I did, and I know you did too. A lot of us have a very tough exterior, but on the inside, I don't mind telling you, I was afraid in there. a lot of times. I didn't have a lot of days when I was incarcerated where I felt comfortable. How about you? Well, I got past that and I defeated it. But if you were to tell me 5 or 10 years or 1 year or 60 days before I got into all this trouble and ended up going to prison that I was going to spend that much of my life in prison, my thinking would have been, there is no way I can do that. There is no way I can get through that. But you know what? I dug deep and you dug deep and you were able to pull yourself through that. When you feel these dark clouds of despair coming over you and you just feel like you've been defeated, remember that you were able to tackle a situation that is extremely difficult. Going to prison is not fun. Going to prison is a scary experience. You're in fear of your life sometimes in prison. And you made it through that. And I want you to keep that in mind when you try to tackle something like these dark clouds of despair that come over you when you're, things aren't going very good with the job search, maybe the money situation is not very good. And sometimes you feel like just throwing your arms up and you feel like saying, you know what, I give up. Well, that's a defeatist attitude, and that's what we're talking about today. And I want you to stay away from that, and I want to stay away from it too. You know, Jesus portrayed the profound surety of the God-knowing mortal when he said, and I love this, to a God-knowing kingdom believer, what does it matter if all things earthly crash? Think about that. For a lot of us, it took prison to see Jesus. Some of us were gradually coming to Jesus at different times in our life. Maybe we had periods in our life where we looked to God and we moved away from that during the time that we did whatever it was we did that got us into trouble with the law and was responsible for us going to prison. Listen, what you are today is not so important as what you are becoming day by day. It doesn't matter how you found God, just so you found God. If prison pushed you into a corner to where that's what it took for you to find God, well, amen, you found God. What Jesus wants us to do is to prioritize things. The priority should not be that we're not obtaining our earthly goals. Here's what our priority should be. Think about this as I tell you about the way the disciples thought about Jesus sometimes. You know, the disciples, very early on when they started following Jesus, they noticed that he had a profound respect and sympathetic regard for every human being that he met. And they were tremendously impressed by this uniform and unvarying consideration which he so consistently gave to all sorts of men and women and children. You know, there are instances in the Bible where Jesus would pause in the midst of some sort of a profound discourse that he might go out on the road and speak good cheer to someone that was walking by, or he would interrupt a serious conference with his apostles to fraternize with an intruding child. Nothing ever seemed so important to Jesus as the individual human who chanced to be in his immediate presence. And that's what you need to put in front of not getting the job, of not having enough money to pay that bill. Focus on what's right. And what God would have you do is to think about other people, not the fact that you can't find the job. Now, we all need a job to pay our bills, right? Of course we do. But our focus should be on other people. When you take a look at the kinds of things that Jesus had to say about experiencing defeat and the cloud of failure that might fall upon a man or a woman sometimes, it was clear that what he was teaching was that failure is simply an educational episode. It's a cultural experiment for you in the acquirement of wisdom, in the experience of God seeking man. God-seeking man. I want you to think about those things now. We're going to come back in just a minute. I'm going to give you 5 tips to help get rid of that attitude that comes over you sometimes when you feel like just raising your hands up and saying, I quit. Don't do that. I'm going to give you 5 tips to help you not do it. We'll be right back after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous.
Welcome back to the Journey of Hope. We're talking about how to get rid of that attitude that comes over us and that feeling sometimes that we just want to give up because things aren't going right. We've talked a little bit about how God wants you to look at it, and I found some things that might help you as well. This is a list of 5 things that you can do to help get that I'm defeated kind of attitude out of your thinking. Okay? Number one. And this is the big one. Get rid of all the negative thoughts in your head. Be consistent about throwing out the negative thoughts and replace them with a can-do attitude and that kind of thinking. You know, have you ever met anyone who just was negative all the time? Well, let me tell you, I know some people like that, and eventually what happens to them, it's sad, but it's true, but they bring these negative situations onto them. So my thinking is, well, why don't we just use the reverse? Why don't we just be positive all the time and then bring the positive situations onto us? That's number one. Number two, develop the mindset that you do not believe in defeat. Let me say that one again. Develop the mindset that you do not believe in defeat. Pretend that there is no such thing as defeat. Look at obstacles in life as a challenge that you look forward to. Tell yourself that whatever the track or whatever the task or the obstacles are that face you, you're going to tackle them. And after all, you know what? You're successful. And we talked about that before. You have it within you to endure very difficult situations. You've proven that through your incarceration. You are a worthy person. And I want you to believe it in the depth of your heart. Okay? Number three, listen to this one. Watch a person you know who is empowered and manages their life on their own terms. What traits or values do they center their life on? And what you should do is try to mimic those in your life. I've done this. I know some people that have been very successful, and the way they've gotten there is not by being mean to people. The way they've gotten there is by putting their priorities straight. And I'm trying to do that same thing in my life, where the priority, as we said before, is on how you treat other people. That's what your priority is. Not obtaining the job, although you've got to have a job and I've got to have a job. We got to pay our bills. I mean, that's what a man and a woman do, and that's the responsible thing to do in society. But if we're having trouble with that, we're not going to let it defeat us. What we're going to do is focus on helping other people. We're going to put other people's feelings in front of ours, okay? That's number three. Number four, instead of looking at problems as a potential defeat, try looking at it as a question. In a learning situation, Jesus clearly said that that's what he wanted us to do. What can you learn by looking at the problem. Can you attempt to make something even better by examining the problem at hand and then changing something? You know what? The answer to that question is yes. You just got to look hard enough and you got to really think deeply about it. Number five, be like a stern parent. You know, you want to tell yourself that you will not allow self-defeating practices within your life or within yourself. Remind yourself that this is not a good thing to do, and it's not even an option for you. You know, on another program, we talked a little bit about the power of positive thought, and we talked about daily affirmations, and I want to kind of repeat that at this point. There's nothing wrong with like having this mantra that you say, look yourself in the mirror every day. You may want to do it in the morning and then in the evening, but it could be something like, I will only allow success and positive acts in my life. I do not believe in defeat. And you might just look yourself in the mirror and say that. Say it in the morning, say it in the evening, and believe it in your heart. Okay? We're going to come back in just a few minutes with some exercises that you can use in your life. I think you're going to think this is kind of neat. I kind of like this. It's some things that you can do, some writing exercises to help you keep this defeat kind of feeling that comes over you sometimes when you're just overwhelmed. Help keep that feeling out of your life. We're going to do that right after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, this is Rodney again. I wanted to tell you about something that we're working on here on the Journey of Hope. You know, there are a lot of people out there that because of their parole situation or maybe restrictions that have been placed on them do not have access to a computer or the internet. And so what we're doing is we're making available two episodes at a time on a disc. And if you know anybody that would benefit from these, we'd like to get those out to you. They're absolutely free of charge. And the way you would do that is you would just send me an email, mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. And you tell me the episodes that you're interested in, and I will send them out there to you free of charge, okay? Back to the Journey of Hope. We have talked today about what God has to say about how to get rid of that negative cloud that comes over us, that defeated kind of feeling that we feel sometimes. We've talked a little bit about five steps that you can take to keep that thing off your back. And I promised you at the beginning of the show that we would talk about an exercise that you could use to help keep those bad, negative type feelings, those feelings of, you know, you just want to give up, to get those off your back as well. Okay, now look, check this out. Inside of each one of us is like this internal critic, you know, and you need to learn, and I need to learn how to talk back to that internal critic. And the first method to boosting your feelings so that you can do this involves your internal self-critical dialogue, and this generates a self sense of good. If you just let that critic take over inside of you, you're going to not feel so good about yourself. For example, thoughts such as, I'm no damn good, or I'm inferior to other people. Those kind of thoughts contribute to feeling bad about yourself, and you need to overcome this kind of self-defeating mental habit. And you need three steps here. Here we go. Three steps. Now, you might want to write these down. These are excellent. Check this out. Train yourself to recognize and write down the self-critical thoughts as they race through your mind. When you have thoughts of not feeling good about yourself, when you feel like you're just defeated, write down what your feelings are and what your mind is saying to you. This exercise really works, people, and I'm telling you, I've tried this and it helps a lot. You also need to learn why these thoughts are distorted. What is it about that self-defeated kind of thought that's distorted? Write down your feelings about that too, because you know what? You know deep down, and I know deep down, that that's not who we are. We're not defeated people. We're survivors. You need to practice talking back to that critic that lives inside of you, and to do so in a way that develops a more realistic self-evaluation of yourself. Don't let the self-critic beat you down. You need to develop mental biofeedback. When I saw this word biofeedback, I was thinking, oh man, what a bunch of psycho babble. But I read through this and I haven't tried this, but I do think this would be effective, and I am going to start doing this. It's a second useful method to get these defeated feelings off of you, and it involves just monitoring your negative thoughts. If you can set aside 10 to 15 minutes each day and write down your negative thoughts, initially, here's what's going to happen. Initially, each time you do this, the number of thoughts is going to increase. Interesting. This occurs because you get better at identifying those negative thoughts. And I'm told that after about a week, you're going to reach a plateau. And after about 3 weeks, the number of negative thoughts goes down. And this is an indication that you're tackling those negative kinds of thoughts that are coming into your life. And I'm going to try this. I think this is excellent, and I'm going to encourage you to do it too. Listen, here's another one. I like this phrase, cope, don't mope. People often make the mistake of viewing their images in a global way, making moralistic and negative judgments about themselves. And this approach tends to cloud the issue, creating confusion and despair, and can block your and my ability to deal with real problems that lie beneath these judgments. Once we get rid of our negative thoughts, we can define and cope with the real problems that exist. And I thought these things were excellent. Now, I haven't admittedly used all of those that I just got through telling you, but I do plan on doing so, and I think they're excellent. You know, things happen all the time in our lives that are going to make us feel like, man, I don't know if I can deal with this or not. You know, one of the problems that I've run into is just the general perception that a community will have about an ex-offender. You get that X on your back, and people rush to these stereotypical kinds of judgments. And that is what I've been wrestling with in terms of the self-defeating kind of feeling that I get sometimes. I haven't been real super successful in the job search either. And I've been out for quite some time. I've been off parole for a while now. And, you know, it gets tough. And so I know that you wrestle with it, and I'm wrestling with it too. And we're going to go through this together. But I can tell you, if you try these things that we've identified today, I'm sure it's going to help you get rid of that negative cloud that follows you around sometimes. Okay? My name is Rodney Matters. We'll be right back after this on The Journey of Hope.
week. 9 to 5 for my money. So on the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, oh, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing.
And welcome back to the Journey of Hope. We've reached my favorite part of the show. I like to call it the song of the week. And as I always say, we deal with such heavy topics here on the show that we like to lighten it up a little bit. I didn't have a new cut to give you this week, but I do have something that I think is very appropriate that I'd like to play today. But before I do, I want to remind you that, you know, I know that a lot of you out there have a hobby of playing guitar, and you've got you some recording software and maybe an amp and a drum machine, whatever, you know, some cool stuff like that. Send me a WAV file or an MP3. And I'll play it during this part of the show. We got a lot of people listening. We've got people from all over the world hitting the site right now. So this would be a chance to get your stuff out there. And it doesn't have to be great. It could just be fun. I think you're going to like this song. It has a lot to do with what we're talking about today. Remember, I've told you that everything kind of centers on the attitude. It's all about the attitude. There's Bobby McFerrin. And don't worry, be happy on the journey, I hope.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Don't. Well, we've come to the end of another show. We're really happy that you could join us today. We want you to help us spread the word about the Journey of Hope for people that can benefit from the broadcast. Listen, I heard somebody say this week that if you're not getting slapped once a day, then your ambitions aren't high enough. Now, I don't mean physically getting hit. I mean, you know, getting knocked down for the things that you're trying to do. You might want to keep that in mind. Here's something else I want you to keep in mind, too. If God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.